smooth tempered.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
He's gangling.
Okay. Or if he's always stumbling and dropping things, you'd say
he's a
If he's doing what, Mama?
Always dropping things and staggering.
Careless.
Staggering around. Oh, that's
careless.
That's not the word I don't think we want.
You say he's awkward or clumsy?
Yeah, awkward. That's the word I'm trying to think of. Awkward. He'd be awkward.
Uh-huh. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain
nut.
Okay. What else would you say?
He just plain don't know what he's thinking about or doing.
Idiot.
Would you ever call him a fool?
I've heard people called a fool. I don't think called anybody a fool.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad?
Yeah, that's bad to call anybody a fool.
And someone who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
Well, he's saving with his money, or some say he's stingy with his money.
Or they'd call him a what?
Tightwad.
Miser or tightwad.
Uh-huh. When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Plain.
Well, he's just plain down to earth person that don't try to put on or act bigger than he is, I suppose.
You'd just call him a
plain man or woman.
Uh-huh. What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Well,
how would you use that word?
Depend how she looked.
If she dressed, didn't dress very neat, or just kind of old-timey like or something, they might call she just common looking. She's common looking.
And it'd be kind of insulting.
Yeah, wouldn't be.
An older person who still gets around real well, doesn't seem to get tired, you'd say that they're
spry.
Yeah, they're spry.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy
about them, or a little frightened.
And someone else will say, oh, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry, they'll be home in a few minutes.
And you'd say, a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid to go in the dark.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now.
She's been up there before.
Or she's
been
born in the dark.
She's been in the dark before.
Or did you ever say she used to be or didn't used to be?
Oh, she didn't used to be afraid of the dark. Yeah, that'd be a good.
And someone who leaves a whole lot of money lying around and doesn't bother to lock the door, you'd say that he's
careless.
What's that?
Careless.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
well, I don't know what. She acts kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd say?
And she acts like she's a little off.
Nutty.
Yeah, that is a slang word. She acts a little nutty.
Did you ever use the word queer or
queer? Queer, yeah. Yeah, I've heard people say she acted queer. They act queer.
What does that mean?
Well, that means they're different from most people, the way I'd think it.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Queer. Well, I imagine it has, but I don't